Hello, my name is Nick Bowery. I'm the curate at St Clement's Scottish Episcopal Church in Maastricht, Aberdeen, speaking to you on Gospel for Grampian, engaging and equipping communities to live life to the full, with Christ Jesus at the centre. This coming Sunday's readings have a strong theme about what we see, about how we see things, and how God sees things, about our eyes, our windows on the world, and the filters that we apply to what we see. Do we really see what God sees? The reading I want to focus on in this talk is from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. That's 1 Samuel 16, verses 1 to 13, where God orders Samuel to seek out a king to replace Saul. The chapter opens with God asking Samuel for how long will he grieve over Saul. This points back to the rather hectic, fast-paced story in the previous chapter, chapter 15. Where God withdraws his blessing and support for Saul due to Saul's disobedience to God's command. God instructs Samuel to go and look for a new king and to go and meet Jesse the Bethlehemite. Now Jesse had 8 sons, and Samuel naturally was expecting God to choose a handsome, strong, fine man to be king, because isn't that what kings are like? Samuel looked at Eliab, Abinadab, Shammah, and 4 other sons beside, 7 in total. Now, all of these sons of Jesse were fine, strapping specimens, probably the George Clooneys of their day. But despite Samuel's expectation that one of these would be chosen by God, this did not happen. Samuel knew that if God had not selected one of these sons of Jesse, there must be another one somewhere. God had said it would be one of Jesse's sons, after all. And then the forgotten son, the one left behind in the field because he was so young, and maybe thought of as the youngest, so least important in that society, was brought forward at Samuel's insistence. This, the small scrap of a boy, the forgotten one, the least important one, the one with a ruddy complexion, a bit of an outcast in the family perhaps, who didn't easily fit in, is the one whom God selects. God's sight is powerful and fully inclusive. While Jesse and his brothers had forgotten the youngest son, and possibly in other aspects of their family life, regularly kept him at the margins and excluded him, God's sight and care included him. This son, David, is a symbol of God's love for all, a symbol of those who feel rejection. David is symbolic of anyone who has felt excluded from fellowship, who has been hurt by being excluded and ignored, or those whom the group have simply not seen, who are invisible to them, not intentionally invisible, but invisible nonetheless. And as we approach Mothering Sunday, yes, it really is this Sunday, it may be timely to remember the role of mothers, our biological mothers and any others who have played a maternal role in our care. How often are mothers and others who provide care not seen, who are invisible to us, just because they get on and get things done? As Christians, we are required by God to provide a welcome for all. We must reflect God's intention that God's kingdom is for all. And that as often was the case in the Old Testament stories, the least, the youngest, the weakest, end up being those who give leadership and richly feed others. We only have to think of Joseph to see how this has played out in a different story. We must be alert to who may be invisible and who may think they're invisible to the rest of us as we get on with worship and fellowship and the rest of our lives. We must be alert to those in our community who are invisible, the lonely, those trapped indoors due to poor physical or mental health, mothers struggling with young families, young lads without responsible male role models, those who escape from an unhappy life through drink or drugs in the shadows. None of these can be invisible to us. We cannot be too busy or too focused on our own social and faith groups to not see these people. Use your eyes wisely. They are your windows on the world. Like any window, your eyes need to be metaphorically cleaned every once in a while to let the light in, to challenge your assumptions. As the line in Amazing Grace says, "I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now can see. Let us pray that God gives us eyes to see all things clearly, to challenge our assumptions, to let God's light in so we can all see clearly. Amen.